Christ according to John.
Praise
on the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb in the early morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but he did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in. The one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scriptures that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In all four Gospel stories of the resurrection, it's reported that someone goes into the tomb. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they have the women go in. And as we hear in John's Gospel, it's the beloved disciple and Peter. They go in as well, and they come out, just like Jesus. Our proclamation of the resurrection today cannot be simply a repetition of these ancient reports about Jesus. We must confirm from our own experience that what is in a tomb will come out. And when that happens, it is a new day, a new beginning, a new man or woman full of life, promise, and hope. Over and over again, Jesus spoke about the need to go into the tomb. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains a single grain, but if it dies, and you know the rest, whoever wants to keep their lives must lose their lives. It's not just talk about this. There's plenty of action as well. Lazarus literally goes into a tomb, and Lazarus comes out as a living testimony to the power of Jesus Christ. A widow's son, dead on the way to the burial place, meets Jesus and is called up off of that bier and restored to his mother, and the bystanders, it says, are struck with awe. There's the story of the daughter of Jairus. She's dead. She's being mourned. The house is full of people wailing. Jesus goes in. She gets up, leaving everyone amazed. For too many of us, life is a tomb, with big stones trapping us in darkness. Tombs that keep us away from living, from joy, from realizing we are really who we really are and why God made us. Whatever keeps us from being born again is that stone holding us back. And until the stone is moved, we're trapped, cut off from life. And we could name those stones. Resentment, anger, they all keep us in the dark. Stones of doubt, stones of fear keep us in a tomb of isolation and loneliness. Stones of individualism, stones of pride keep us away from others, leaving us helpless in a fragmented and broken society. The news we Christians proclaim today is about stones being rolled back and empty tombs from which the dead or the dying can escape into the light of a new day. The news today is about us as much as it is about Jesus Christ. But who's going to move the stone? Did you ever notice in the resurrection accounts that no one takes credit or gets blamed for moving that stone? The detail is always reported grammatically in the passive voice. It was rolled away. That's all the reports say that. Now, I've always been struck by that, and I've imagined that it was moved from the inside, which is why nobody saw someone do it. There's a wonderful imaginative painting of the moment of the resurrection painted from the inside. There is an angel lifting up the body of Jesus as though waking Jesus from a nap. And there's another angel cleaning up the place, rolling up the cloths and folding them up. And there's a third angel standing like this, pushing on that stone, and a shaft of light comes in out of the darkness. That stone, the painting says, has to go. I propose that, like the tomb of Jesus, that stone gets moved from the inside. We have to move those stones. But as that artist suggests or imagines, we're not alone in the tomb. Perhaps an angel who looks like a friend or a spouse or a parent will clean up the mess and lift us up. Perhaps Jesus himself will push aside the stone just enough to let some light come in and restore our hope. Then, able to see that light and strengthened by that hope, we too can step out and start over on a new day. This is, in the end, what we proclaim today. Not just that Jesus has risen from the dead, but that he calls every one of us out of our tombs and into the light of a new day. In which case, as we have sung between the readings, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Hmm. Well done.